Hello, hope you're having a good day. This is our first Blasco podcast, and George Clooney wasn't available, so now I'm doing this. I hope that's okay. My name is Mayin Hussein. I'm a medical oncologist and hematologist with Florida Cancer Specialist. I have been practicing since 2006 in Florida, and I joined Blasco in 2011. I'm the current president of Blasco. This is my first year, so I'll be president 2026. I went to medical school in 1990 in University of Jordan. At that time, I could have applied to medical school or law school, and I remember I asked my father, who's an attorney, what do you recommend? Because I loved law too and loved becoming an attorney. And he said, look, if you're a good doctor, people will come to you regardless. But if you're a good attorney, you still need connections. You're more independent as a physician. And of course, my mother pushed me to be a doctor indirectly. She said, you can be whatever you want, but look how wonderful doctors are. Look how wonderful people like doctors. So subconsciously, she pushed me to be a doctor. Now, why oncology? Honestly, I did not like oncology in medical school, but I was fortunate to have the opportunity to do an elective in Nassau County Medical Center in Long Island, New York. And I picked oncology because I knew nothing about it. And that was in 1995. I'm aging myself now. Anyway, so at that time, there were a lot of innovations happening in oncology. To me, cancer was a deadly disease, but during that month, I found out that it is not. People can survive cancer, a lot of new things happening. I felt there's a lot of opportunity to have innovations in oncology to help people live longer and have better quality of life. And that's when I fell in love with oncology and decided this is what I want to do. I felt like oncology in the 21st century is going to be like the infectious disease in the 20th century. The discovery of antibiotics changed how we treat infections. And I feel like now with oncology, we're getting into where people are living longer and they're having better quality of life. When you look at the research on oncology, it's just amazing. Sometimes you feel like you're watching a sci-fi movie of the stuff we're doing now with oncology products. So I am really happy that I made that decision. Some people feel it's depressing, but I can tell you it's also fulfilling when you help the patients make the right decision or their decision that makes them feel better. That's very fulfilling. I feel like oncology is the probably only specialty where you can still tell the patient you have not much to offer them and they still hug you and tell you how much they love you. And that's something you can't find in other specialties. So I'm in love with oncology, and I feel like it's not just to see a patient and do practice. You have to do more. You have to advocate. You have to help. You have to do research to help improve the care for oncology patients in general. And that's why when I was told about Flasco, I felt this is a very good opportunity to do that. It gave me the venue. And actually, I would like. I don't know, thank or blame Michael Diaz, Dr. Michael Diaz. He's the one who encouraged me after I joined Flasco. I think he saw something in me. He figured like, this guy's active. He has a passion. And he told me, look, you can do more. You need to join the board. You need to be involved in committees and try to get into a leadership position. And then, you know what? I have kids and I want to don't know if I can give the time. So he planned it in a way where I kind of became president when my kids made it to college. So I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it worked that way. So my first year of presidency, it actually both of my kids are in college, so they're both out of town. So I kind of have more time maybe to do stuff with Flasco. So I would give Mike, he was my mentor. He directed me through my journey through Flasco. So if I do well, thank Mike. And me, if I do bad, blame him only. All right. But that's mainly the reason. Now, as a president, I've seen what the presidents ahead of me did. Were all wonderful. They made big advancement and make things harder because you have to do even more, more positive things to leave a legacy or leave an impact. I'm fortunate to learn from these guys, to learn how patient they are, how they deal with people, how hard they work to make things happen. So my goals, I and during my residency is to even expand the people who are involved in PLASCO to be even younger, work with younger generations. What I'm talking about is medical students, residents. We already start with the fellows, but I really want to involve medical students who have passion for oncology. And I already started communicating with the University of Central Florida medical students. They have an oncology club, and I'm trying to get them more involved and attend our meetings and hopefully connect with other universities in Florida and start doing that. So students who feel like they can, they have a passion for oncology can join us, learn from us, and also teach the fellows the business part of oncology, not just the knowledge part, because it's very important to learn from our, experiences. I don't want to say mistakes, but experiences, and make sure the newer generation have a better way of going through the challenges. So I feel like that's another thing to have better education for the fellows, and very important to start research again. Flasco tried to be involved in research in the past, didn't work out, but now we want to try to do this again by at least starting a grant for a young investigator. We do participate in the investigator award for ASCO, but we want to have one specific for Flasco that we pick the investigator, and to encourage young investigators in the state of Florida to come to us and to give us research ideas we can support. I'm hoping that one day we'll have a collaborative group between the academic community and hospitals in Florida that have their own research that is investigator start initiated research. So that might take years, but if I can plant the seed, it will be at least with the grant, and hopefully that will grow and become a big tree of a lot of research that will help improve cancer care. Of course, one of my goals also is to involve patients. I want to have more patient advocates attend our meetings so we can hear their side of the story. It's very important for anybody who cares for oncology patients to see how they see it. The time we spend with our patient is not much in the office compared to their journey during the treatment. So I think it's nice to hear how would they like us to talk to them, but the things that we're missing when we talk to them, how to do better. Because it's a journey, it's a teamwork. We go in this journey with the patient, so they have to make sure that the person there with them in the journey is someone they can trust and rely on all the time. Now, what is FLASCO? Florida Society of Clinical Oncology. I'm hoping you know about this since you clicked on this, because you have to go probably through the website. It's a non-profit Florida society. It was created in 1977, so in 3 years we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary. It's mainly to promote the multidisciplinary improvement in patient care. And the thing is that cancer care is not one doctor. Cancer is not one doctor disease. And cancer care requires a teamwork. It's not just the physicians. I'm talking about APPs, nurses, navigators, lab techs, everybody. Pharmacists, very important. Research coordinators. So social workers, dietitians. We want to try to involve all these specialties and careers into like getting together and trying to come up with the best way to care for patients, learn from each other. It's very important. You can learn from anybody. That's one of the goals of LASCO. And that's why we keep expanding our membership and include more and more specialties that care for cancer. The other thing is to kind of connect the three main, parts of caring for cancer, which I mean like the people who care for the patient, like physicians, etc. Also the pharma that, innovate and make the medication that we give to the patient, and the payers, the insurance companies. So we try to connect all these together, have them talk to each other and hear from each other, because again, we all work and we are all together in this fight against cancer. So we have to work together, we have to unite, we have to go over our differences. And that's why we like to hear from the insurance companies. We like them to hear us. The same thing with pharma. And that's why we try in our meetings to have a representative from all these parties so we can exchange ideas and hear each other. I can tell you, it can definitely make a change in patient care. We do advocate for our patients, so that's one part we do. And not just like with those people, but also with the legislation. So we have physicians and members, could be pharmacists, nurses, advanced practice providers that advocate whether locally here in Tallahassee, and we also contribute to people going to Washington. We work with other organizations like COA and ASCO to help advocate for our patients, you know, talk to our representatives, and try to either pass laws that will help or try to avoid passing laws that we feel might hurt our patients, and just to educate the legislative body about like what is more important for our patients. We even include patients in this advocacy activities, so they can also hear it from the patients. So that's one of the things. So we try not just to help provide treatments for cancer and help in those innovations. We want to make sure that patients' life is better in every aspect. We even have a foundation that helps provide grants for different patient needs. So that's one thing also we do, because we feel that you know, there are a lot of things that patients don't have to worry about when they're fighting through their cancer, and we try to take those nuisances out of their lives. So we work with large groups, we work with smaller groups, academic community practices, just to get everybody together. And some may see this as competition. I see it as collaboration. When you have different groups in the same city, yes, you may be competing for the same patients, but at the same time, you're collaborating to care for those patients. And that's the spirit we want to have among. When we meet as board members, I can have a board member who works in the same area and maybe in a different practice, but we're very collegial. We learn from each other. We help each other out. We talk about clinical trial, how to exchange information. Because at the end, we want to do what is best for the patient. And our goal at the end is really to improve cancer care in the state of Florida and be contagious. Like maybe have other states also learn from us and improve cancer care, not just in the United States, maybe even the world. We want to be the example that people follow and try to be like, I want to be like Flasco. And how they care for their patients and how they come up with all these projects to help the patient improve cancer care. So that's basically what Flasco is about. And I'm just like one small part in that organization. I am hoping that, you know, to leave something that people can continue and follow and inspire for people to do even more. Yes, I want to do things that are challenging, so whoever is going to come after me will do even more, because at the end, we want to continue improving. We are not perfect. We don't like to believe we're perfect, because once you believe you're perfect, then you stop getting better. But we try to get to perfection. But even when every time we get closer, we have to remember that we can still do better, and we can still do better. So that's my goal, is to, you know, have some new ideas and challenges and projects to challenge my successor, so they can build on them and even have better challenges, just like previous presidents, the past presidents, now are challenging me to come up with better ideas, and try to work with a wonderful team here, you know, in the Flasco team that works very hard behind the scenes and makes things really our life much easier by preparing almost everything for us.
What is the biggest benefit Flasco has brought to your career?
I think I mentioned that in my like going through, because I mentioned how Mike Diaz was my mentor. So I can tell you that one of the benefits I got from Flasco, I had the honor to be to have friends from different aspects of practice, like from academic, other community practices, even friends who compete with me in the same area, have better relationships with these guys, learn from them. And I think that's very important. I think I matured as an oncologist. I learned how to deal with patients from learning also from the patient advocate, how to deal with the nurses, how to deal with the APPs. I remember that when APPs track started, we had an initiative from one of the pharma company, Tony, and I was involved in that initiative. I was still kind of young in Flasco, but and I felt like it's going to be hard to do and how we can get people together. But now we have a track for APP, and we have very active APP body in Flasco. So I feel like how it helped me in my career, it really helped me become a better advocate and think outside the box. And no challenge is too small, too big, sorry. No challenge is too big. Because if you work with a group of people who are motivated and have the energy, you can make things happen. So there are a lot of things that some people even remind me about. Oh, you remember when you did this, we did that. And going through it was hard, but then when you look back at it, you see, wow, we did this, so we can do more. So I feel that this was a very big benefit for me.
Tell us what it is like to attend a Flasco meeting and how to make the most of it.
Attending Flasco meetings is it's a good networking opportunity. So it's nice to meet again with people you see 2 or 3 times a year, but you feel like you know them for a long time. And you always learn something new, whether it's related to knowledge through new cancer innovations or even like through policies or even, things that insurance companies or pharma care about. Because when you meet with those people, you can learn from them, and that helps you to navigate in the future and how to deal with them and how to approach them in different projects, because now you kind of have an idea how the way they think. And at the end, their goal also is to provide now better care for the patients they cover. So that's one way. So this networking is priceless, like how to network with different people from different careers, different aspects of patient care. Like makes you feel like, you know, cancer care is not, again, just like the doctor seeing the patient prescribing medicine. It's like multifaceted career approach to give the better care for the cancer patients. Besides, the food is always good.
We can barely get through a meeting without you using a sports metaphor. Who are your teams, and where did this love of sports come from?
Yeah, so if you asked me a few years ago, I'd be proud to say I'm a Patriot fan. I'm still proud to say I'm a Patriot fan. They're not doing very well now, but they will at some time. So I'm a Boston fan, so I like the Patriot, Celtics, Red Sox, unfortunately. Well, finally, at least Red Sox finished 500. So they beat Tampa yesterday. Yeah. I like good sports in general. So I do have, I respect the Yankees. I don't like them to win, but I do respect them. I sympathize with the Florida college team. Unfortunately, not doing very well, except for Miami, which I don't like much. But at least some Florida team is doing well. I still kind of play soccer a little bit, but I used to be a big soccer fan. I played soccer also, played in college, and also I played it for fun afterwards. Actually, started the soccer team in where I live, called the Brave Soccer Club. It's a USL2 league, and I can tell you when I first moved to Florida in 2006. My last name was a problem for some war that happened then. And my icebreaker with patients was talking about sports. So I would go in, hi, I'm Dr. Hussein. I get that look. My icebreaker first was like, no relationship, makes them a little bit comfortable. Then I'll see like they're wearing, let's say, a Yankee hat. I start talking trash about the Yankees. They forget my last name and they become like, just want to tease me now about sports. And that really helped me build very good relationships with patients who now intentionally come to the office to tease me about my teams when they lose, or they leave me messages from my staff. One patient used to come with his Yankee jersey, actually he's the patient's husband. And one time she comes by herself because he was busy, but he made sure he sent the jersey with her, so she put it on the seat, the chair next to her. He said he couldn't make it, but he wanted to make sure he can see the jersey. So I feel like that help the patient feel that I'm not just a doctor, I'm a human being, and I have like some hobbies and stuff, and they love like talking about it and teasing me about it. So I feel like sports can really bring people together, whether it's like when you cheer for the same team, or you have a rivalry. The rivalries are even more fun.
Can you tell me about the Lego set sitting next to you?
Yeah, so that's I'm also a big Lego fan. I have a big collection of Lego, and I feel like Lego is, this is like my time alone. When I do Legos, it's like if I'm stressed out, I either play soccer or build Legos, because this is my me time. It's not for my patients, it's not my family, it's just me. And it's good me for venting, and in our jobs, we have a lot of stress, so it's good to vent and have time out. And I felt like that if I bring this set to the staff here, it will help them have like a project they can work together. My understanding that only one staff member built the whole thing. Thank you very much. And the others watched from far, maybe. But look at it. It looks beautiful. This is from the movie Dune. Yeah, she did a great job. Or I grew up like building Legos, and I feel that helped me also. There is some chaos in it, but it's kind of structured, organized chaos. So I feel like, in my life there is some organized chaos. I'm not obsessive compulsive where everything has to be like exactly, organized, but even when I have chaos, I know where it is because it's kind of organized in an organized way. I feel like that's something you learn from Lego, and you learn to be patient, and like you start with one piece and at the end you have a masterpiece. And that's something that helped me also through work. This is again our first podcast. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll have other podcasts, gonna be educational, informational, even interviews. Give us feedback. Just let us know, because again, this is our first one, so it's of course not gonna be perfect, even though I made it. But still, so give us feedback, and remember, our goal in Flasco is communication, education, advocacy for to provide the best care for our cancer patients, and we like to include anybody who is interested in cancer care. You don't have to be an MD or a DO or a nurse practitioner or a nurse. Anybody who's involved, we will definitely have a place for you in our organization. I really thank you all for all what you do and for your support to Flasco, and I hope that this podcast will motivate you to even do more. Thank you very much.